This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Paddington at Work by Michael Bond. Read by Hugh Bonneville.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. A Bear at Sea. Paddington woke with a start, and after blinking several times in order to accustom his eyes to the evening light, peered round the deck of the liner Carinia with a puzzled expression on his face. If he hadn't known it was quite impossible, for the ship was still over 2 days' sailing time away from England, let alone No. 32 Windsor Gardens in London, he would have sworn he'd just heard his name being called, quite loudly, not only by Mr. Brown, but by the rest of the family. Mrs. Brown, Jonathan and Judy, not to mention Mrs. Bird into the bargain. Normally, Paddington was rather keen on dreams. Some of the ones he'd had in the past had been very good value indeed, especially after one of...